Item 68, request of Lightning Watchdog PDX to address council regarding City Hall Mayor Talks.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is
Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog PDX. The people in the council chambers this morning have brought up some very good points that we need to have addressed. One of the issues pertaining to the homeless that I have is that we need to lower the flags to show respect.
That's right.
To any of the homeless that have passed away. We need to have a moment of silence for any of the homeless that have passed away. The other mayor, Mayor Charlie Hales, refused to do that. Mayor Wheeler, you have the opportunity to do that and show the community that you have respect for the homeless. And when they do pass away, you show respect to the community and the homeless, again, that have passed away. Now, moving on to the next issue. On the Superfund cleanup site, again, I've talked to Commissioner Fish. I'd like to have a director brought in to the BES Bureau and begin planning the dredging task and the maintenance of the river. It's long overdue. We're looking at $1 billion-plus bill that the EPA has done a record of decision on with a lot of data. And we need to also do a comparison to the Hudson River in New York and understand that they had a similar project going on. They can clean the river up. They were able to clean the river up, yes, for over $1 billion, and it will be a continuous maintenance project over time in the years. The main focus is we do not want to discharge any more contaminants into the river. We need to stop that. We need to stop the Oregon Marine Board from issuing any permits that allow you to take contaminated sediment from the Willamette River, transfer it by dredge, and dump it into the Columbia. Again, I will be focusing on the Oregon Marine Board, letting them know. I think that is a criminal act. They will stop immediately and understand nobody in this city has a right to discharge contaminants into this river, and they need to be prosecuted. I will be dealing also with the Multnomah County River Patrol on why they have not enforced people from dumping contaminants into the river. I want to understand why they get grants from the Oregon Marine Board stating in the grant one of the conditions is keep the river clean. We have just been imposed a $1 billion bill on the river. The river is not being kept clean by the people that are supposed to be doing the enforcement. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.